If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, happy Thursday afternoon. Luke Anderson sitting in for Isaac Ropp and sitting in for Jason Sakanik. It's Isaac Ropp.
What it do?
Hello.
What does it do?
That's a good question.
Yeah, you were out. You've been out all week.
What doesn't it do?
That's a better question.
I have been out all week. The Seahawks played Monday, no show Monday. And it was such a success, they just said, you know what, we're kind of figuring out that we don't need you, so why don't you just come back on Thursday?
Yeah.
So here I am.
Very happy
Thanks
to have
for filling
you.
In for me.
Yes, thank you for filling in for Sook.
Sook's dry docked pretty much for the rest of the year.
Yeah, he's out.
From what I understand.
See ya.
So it will be a Sookless rest of December here on the broadcast, which for some is fantastic. And for others, it is not.
And if you'd like to share your opinions, 55305 is a better You Today text line. Let us know what you think of this fine program, because whether you like it or not, I think we're doing this three more times after today.
Oh, three? I thought it was four. I can give you the whole schedule.
We have today.
Yeah. After today. Yeah. So you and I tomorrow.
Yep.
Guess who's coming in on Monday?
Big John?
Big local celeb.
Ooh.
Monday.
Is Ringo Starr local?
What?
No, I don't know.
Bar 2 will be here on Monday.
Very nice.
And he and I always like to do a big...
bowl preview?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it will be some of that, but Mondays are a little different because we got to review the weekend and stuff like that. Yeah. But we'll have some bowl stuff, and he's got a lot of hot takes on the college football playoff going to 8, maybe.
Ooh.
So we'll talk about that on Monday. And then, Tuesday is kind of weird because the Ducks game is on fairly early. So I think Mike and I will be on... After
5:30?
Yeah, like after the game.
Oh, no, I'm off next week.
Oh, that's right. Mike's going to Jersey. So Preston and I think will be on Tuesday.
No, Joe and you are on Tuesday.
Yep, Joe and I.
So you
have
the whole schedule.
Tuesday.
You're telling me you've got the whole schedule.
Preston is producing on Monday.
Yeah, okay. And then Wednesday is you and I. And then Thursday is you and I. And then there's no show Friday. And then I dry dock for the rest of the year.
Well, in fairness... Will and I are cutting into a half hour of your show on Friday.
Great.
We're doing the super seasonal Dirt and Sprague extravaganza from 12 all the way up until 3:30, and then we're sending everybody off with the Ducks game into the holidays.
You know, I'm a big fan of Will Darkins.
As am I.
I'm a big fan of that guy. Now, he is he filled in for the original Saint on Sinner and Saint. You're the Sinner.
That's right. That is correct.
Of Sinner and Saint.
It's true.
You're the OG Sinner. Mm-hmm. Keith
Hill
was the original Saint, but he is gone, and now Will is the new Saint every Saturday,
right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds
Isn't that right?
That's I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the boss really liked the name, and we tried to figure out how we could kind of fit a square peg into a round hole, and we're like, well, let's try to make Will the Saint, and it works sometimes.
Well, he's not really a saint at all, and it makes no sense, really, now that Keith is gone, but it doesn't matter.
He doesn't drink,
and
he doesn't eat meat.
Wait.
So.
Wait.
Yeah.
He doesn't drink?
Yeah, that's why we had to get rid of our Boozing It Up segment that Keith and I always did. We would get drunk every Saturday morning right around 10:15. So the show runs 9 to 11. About 10:15, we just get a bottle of whiskey, crack it open.
I know that about him.
And we do the last 45 minutes of the show pretty much drunk.
Had no idea.
Yeah. So, well, that's how Keith...
I mean, it's not that I listen to your show.
No, I understand. But that's how Keith and I did it, and that segment has gone away because Will doesn't drink. And then it's just me getting drunk, and then Will, you know, pretty much being embarrassed of me, and the whole show goes sideways. So we stopped doing that.
Does that impact how you feel about Will there, Ralph, that he doesn't drink? I didn't know that.
Well, you've known me to say publicly, never trust anyone who doesn't drink.
Fair enough.
There's something going on there, which that's fine. It happens. Yep. Some people don't drink. I mean, there's a myriad of reasons for not drinking, but when I find out that you don't drink, that means there are more layers to the onion that I need to peel than I feel like I'm willing to try. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see
You're
what I'm
saying?
You're
not willing to commit the effort to figure out where it is.
All right, something's going on there, but you know, it's your thing. And
I don't want to speak out of turn for Will, and he can correct me if I'm wrong. He can run down the hallway and barge in here if he wants to, but I understand that he drank enough in college for a lifetime.
Right.
So then he's done.
Well, good. That's great. Good for him, man.
Yeah. And then he's a pescatarian. So he only eats fish. He doesn't eat red meat. He doesn't eat chicken.
Well,
doesn't
I will
pork.
Say this is one of the reasons I'm a fan of him is he's effing weird.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I like him.
Well, and he's a former fullback at Oregon State. So you have that.
And he has hot takes. He has hot sports takes.
He has hot all kinds
of
takes.
It's like, didn't he, Mike, wasn't he the one that said that he would wrestle a
hippopotamus.
He can beat a hippo in a fight.
And I think he was serious.
I think he's serious, too.
We did 2 days. No, we did a week filling in for Dusty and Cam. And 2 days of the broadcast was pretty much Will taking questions about how he would fight a hippo.
And is he sticking to that? Because I think Sook shamed him so much that I felt like he backed down.
No, so he originally proclaimed that on this program. So I wasn't here. I wasn't any part of it.
Yeah, and I thought he was joking.
Yeah. So
because he's that uncle. He's that guy that nobody, you kind of don't know when he's serious or joking.
It's very true.
Which is great.
Absolutely.
I like that little mystery. But he said that and he was serious. Now, which is worse, that or Sook? If you've listened to our show, you know that Sook proclaims two things that are utterly ridiculous.
Okay.
One is he believes that he would never die in a house fire. He says it wouldn't get him.
Yeah, that seems idiotic.
And it's a really strange stance because it's like you're not even like
unless we go and light his house on fire, how do we prove that?
So basically he's saying, well, I don't know what he's saying. He's saying that there is no way that he wouldn't get out of a house fire.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because I'm pretty sure that people who die in house fires want to get out.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, well, like you would have claimed years ago that you would never die from choking on a tater tot. And then you're faced.
That's
you know
exactly
what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like then you're
faced
with it.
Yeah, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. Nobody's going to choke on a tater tot.
Of all the things,
and I damn near did.
All the foods that you would choke on, I wouldn't think that you would have enough solidity in a tater tot because it's made up of little shards of potato.
Right.
That's not
like how does it get? Yeah.
Yeah. You can't choke on a tater tot. If somebody told me that anyone was going to choke on a tater tot, first of all, I would think it'd be my grandmother. I wouldn't think a healthy young man like yourself would be the victim of that, but you damn near died from it.
And then Sook's other one is he believes that if you put him in a room with a python or
a constrictor snake?
Constrictor snake. So that could be a boa. Could
or
that
an
also
anaconda.
Be an anaconda? Could that be a python, or is that a different?
No, that's a poisonous snake, I believe.
Okay,
I think you might be wrong.
I don't know
that.
My snakes.
I think a python's a constrictor. Can you look that up?
Okay,
yeah. Let's get the types of constrictors. He
I want to make sure that
he thinks he can go into a room, and if one of the two has to come out alive, there is no way that he is not the one coming out alive.
Weapons? Like it's an empty room.
No.
He doesn't even get to like take a shot of Jack Daniels, smash the bottle, and have a weapon.
No, he just thinks, he thinks that there's no way that snake can get him.
So at least he has a chance to square off against it.
He does. Yeah, he has. Now, how is he going to kill it?
That I don't know. Does
what
he constrict
he
it? I mean, right? You can put it in a sleeper hold, right? You're not going to beat it with.
So as that thing gets hungrier and hungrier, I don't know. I think he totally his scenario is kind of weird. I don't know. Maybe he finds a way to kill it or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the idea that he wouldn't succumb.
You are correct. A python is a larger group of snakes that includes constrictors in it.
Okay. So python could be in there.
You're welcome.
The idea that he would not succumb to the power. Like, I just think he totally underestimates the power of those snakes.
Well, but the other element of that that's difficult.
Much like a house fire.
Because I feel like if you square off, and the same thing with Will's hippo thing. If I'm standing face to face with a hippo or a constrictor snake, and I have the benefit of seeing where they are, I will try to get away from them, and I have confidence that I could probably get myself out of the scenario. I've always been good at, talking my way out of a fight when it confronts me.
What are you going to say to the hippo?
This I would just run. Right, I feel like I can get away. I can become, less threatening, calm it down, and then run away. That's the best I can do. But Will says that he will fight the hippo. He'll take it on. He'll exhaust it by running around in circles. And then when it's tired enough, he'll kill it. Now, the constrictor snake...
How's he going to kill it?
Yeah, if the scenario is me against snake, I have no confidence in that whatsoever.
Well, look, we've got a lot of idiots here at the station.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly in that category as well.
Well, and I believe yours is the Paulina Gretzky thing?
Yeah, I don't think she... I think she's overrated.
And I've heard Mike criticize this, and I've heard Sue criticize... I'm with you.
Yeah, she's overrated. Yeah, and here's the thing. Yeah. I'm the one that's seen her up close.
Yeah.
Not Mike, mm-hmm. not Sook. And what they do is they'll go to the internet and look at those beautifully airbrushed, professionally done yeah. model photos. And look, I'm not saying she's not attractive.
Yeah.
Wouldn't kick her out of bed.
I'm into that.
Just saying.
Yeah.
She's a little, you know, she's a little druggy.
Yeah.
She's had some drugs.
I'm with you.
And it's a little rough up close.
Now, I have not met Paulina Gretzky.
I'm sure she's a wonderful person, though.
Sure. Absolutely. She probably.
Or maybe not.
Parties very well.
Her dad was.
Yeah. And still is. Yeah. But I lived in Los Angeles long enough. I used to work for the W Hotel in Westwood when I first moved to LA, and I did stand up. And I was lucky enough to travel in some circles where you get to meet these celebrities that when you see their photos, they're just awe-inspiring. Out of all the people that I've met, which is probably a couple dozen famous people, most of them do not have the same effect in person as they do in photos. There's mm-hmm. one woman that I've ever met. That
Julia Roberts.
Nope.
That like just that blows your doors off?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Because I was... Because
it's not Paulina Gretzky.
The Julia Roberts one is one we always yeah. use. It's like, man, you can make fun of her, you know, and like try to say she's not hot or this or that. Dude, that woman walks in a room, your jaw will be on the floor.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. The one that got me, Cindy Crawford.
Oh.
And she was probably mid to late 40s at the time.
Like, that's undeniable. I mean, she's a hot.
Yes.
There's no question.
But I'm telling you that when she walked into the room, now, I was on at the hotel when we did a episode of Encore, of Entourage called Models, 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 where they brought in like 35 models to fill the entire lobby of the room. Beautiful mm-hmm. women. One after another.
It was
a rough job. And you go, oh, she's beautiful, she's beautiful, she's beautiful. The only person that I've ever met in my life where you just go, like, the lights go dim and a spotlight appears on her and all other sounds disappear was Cindy Crawford.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
By the way, the hippo bros are in, and they are all saying that hippos are much faster than you think they are.
Yeah, I'm not running in a straight line. I'm finding any way that I can. And I'm not even guaranteeing that I can, but my entire tactic versus constrictor snake or hippo is just get the hell out of there. I'm not going after either of them.
Right.
Yeah. That's all.
Now, this may be, I know we got to go here, but, and we've done nothing already, which is great. This is good. This is what we wanted.
Hey, we got to a lot. Did you know pythons were constrictor snakes at the beginning of this? Mike didn't. We uncovered that.
I love holiday shows. I really do. Because there's no pressure to get to anything, is there? I mean, really?
Oh, we've got all kinds of pressure, and we will get to it.
I think that this is a hot hippo fact, but please double-check this.
I'm flush with hippo facts.
That hippos do not swim. They run on the bottom of the water.
I don't know.
Nobody?
Yeah.
Nothing? Mike's got nothing on that?
I got
okay.
nothing on that.
I will double-check that hot hippo fact, and I will have the definitive answer when we return.
Hot hippo facts.
Don't go anywhere, folks.
Next. And Stephen A. Audio. We've got all kinds of things.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
I don't know. We'll get to it at some point.
Oh, yeah. I got hot takes.
Hey, listen. We have NFL Challenge we've got to get to. We've got Stephen A. we've got to get to. We've got Jason Quick to talk Blazers. We've got to get to In the News. So we have to fit Stephen A. in somewhere. Why not right off the top?
I like it. Let's do it.
Okay, hippo facts and Stephen A. Smith next. Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sook on 1080 The Fan.
All right, so I have a clarification on my hippo fact.
Can I just tell you that people are fired up about your hippo fact on the Better You Today text line?
Look, I wouldn't just throw this out there willy-nilly.
You were pretty cavalier the way you brought it up.
I'm more responsible than that.
I don't know. You were pretty cavalier the way you just threw it out there. You stated it.
Hippos can't swim.
And then you went, I better look that up.
Yeah, I definitely want to double check.
Yep.
And here is the answer to that. Hippos cannot swim.
What's your source?
The Atlantic.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That works for me.
Ocean?
I consulted the ocean. I texted
them. The ocean would know if somebody could swim.
Hippos can't swim. So how do they move through the water? Basically, think of it like this. Okay, this person is... this person... is an assistant professor in the Department of Ecology, Evolution, and Marine Biology at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Is that good enough for you?
Sure, but is this something that's like semantics where they float and propel through water,
well,
but they don't actually breaststroke, so it's not a swim?
For all intents and purposes, the hippo does not swim. This is Douglas McCauley. It almost always maintains some contact with the bottom and walks or bounces off the bottom using these bottom contact points as a source of propulsion. So that's what I said. They will, if you see underwater videos of hippos moving, on top it looks like they're swimming. On the bottom, they're just running along the surface. So basically, they're like a boat. Boats don't swim. They buoy.
Yeah, but they don't push off the bottom.
No, but that's what, if the water is so deep,
yeah,
that they still cannot swim, they buoy.
Gotcha.
So, but if they can reach the, they propel themselves by having to reach the floor of the water that they are in.
Hmm.
Thank you. Hot hippo facts. You're welcome.
Well, there you go. There you have it.
Are you impressed, Mike?
Not really.
Not really.
Mike's never impressed.
No. I'm impressed with the hippo. I'm not impressed that you found the fact for me, though. You asked it as if I was impressed that you knew this information. Mm-hmm. You're reading it online.
No, I mean, the fact is kind of interesting, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So many
people trying to recover. It's really fascinating.
So many people on the text line were like, you're an idiot, hippos swim.
Well, and who's the idiot now?
Well, probably still all of us. I mean, let's be honest. We're all idiots. And all of us being idiots brings us to our next topic. One of the most valuable idiots that's out there speaking about sports anywhere, and the guy for ESPN, the mouthpiece, their anchor for both television and radio now, is Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith had a bad moment today. Mike, can you play that for us?
First of all, before we play this, can I just say I hate that guy? I hate that guy.
You can say it after we play it, too. You can say it now.
However.
And then we play it.
Absolute worst.
Well, I'll tell you what my idea was. We would play it, and that would lead into the discussion. You could tell me anything that you
hate
feel
him.
About Stephen A. Smith.
Hate him.
Oh, let's play.
Spencer Ware is out.
Oh, yes, I forgot. I'm sorry,
out
Max.
With
I'm
a foot.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Absolutely, he is out. But I'm thinking Tyreek Hill. I'm thinking Patrick Mahomes. I'm also looking at the San Diego Chargers on offense, and I'm thinking about Hunter Henry and the way that he's played this year and as effective as he's been. He's going up against Derek Johnson, and I got to keep my eyes on that because I'm looking at it from the standpoint. Listen, here's where I'm at with all of this. At the end of the day, I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes. I'm looking at Tyreek Hill. I'm looking at Travis Kelce.
Couple things to be pointed out there. First,
You miss it?
Well, first, if you haven't seen the clip, go watch the video that accompanies this because it's fantastic. So as you probably picked up from the beginning, Stephen A. mentioned Spencer Ware. Max Kellerman corrects him right away. And the look of shock as Stephen A. is yeah, I knew that. I just forgot that information. Okay. Hunter Henry has not played all year for the Chargers. Derek Johnson is not even on the roster.
Hunter Henry's a tight end, kids.
Yep. And Derek Johnson has not played. Not even on the roster.
That
for the
to me is the worst of the three, is the Derek Johnson thing. Like, what? Like, he hasn't played in 3 years. Am I wrong? 2 years? 3 years?
Two, I think. But
yeah, I think,
dude, that's really bad. Now, not knowing that Spencer Ware was out, that happens.
Yeah.
Not knowing that Hunter Henry hasn't played, that's bad. But, you know, okay, he obviously hasn't watched the Chargers a lick. But not knowing that Derek Johnson wasn't even in the league, dude, that means you pay zero attention to anything.
Yeah.
Zero. And what's amazing about this, Luke, to me, is that guy's the effing worst. Stephen A. Smith is the worst. Never consume him until things like this pop up. So maybe the joke's on us that now everybody's talking about him and he's laughing all the way to the bank because that dude's worth $10 million.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
$10
million.
It makes me feel just fine.
He makes $3 million a year.
Here's what he's doing is he's playing the game better than everybody else.
I don't think so.
Of course he is. He goes on there and he barks. He's doing what Skip Bayless does. He's not performing better than everybody. People, he's manipulating all of the circumstances around him. He went to ESPN and tried to be a reporter and got fired. And so he came back being a mouthpiece where he just goes and yells and screams. What he's done is he's oversaturated himself. And here's my guess as to what happened.
Yeah, that would be my next question. Well, what is he thinking? What is he doing?
He's not thinking. He has somebody looking stats up for him. He does First Take. Then he goes and does a radio show. He probably does appearances here and there as he does it, right? But he goes in there and somebody gives him a sheet to read off. He doesn't come up with his own ideas. And this, all this does is unveil the curtain a little bit, and you go, oh, somebody got fired this morning is what happened at ESPN.
A producer has taken the fall for
that. Or somebody was on their way out and decided to do an Anchorman. He got Anchorman today, where somebody put on the teleprompter something that was factually untrue to make him look bad. How did he find that information? How did he pull it up? Did he look at his notes from 3 years ago? Oh, Derek Johnson, playmaker?
I think he was filibustering. What he was doing was he was lost. And this is why it's so unacceptable and just so bizarre. You've done TV, right?
I actually haven't done TV. Not for sports. I've been on TV a couple times.
As a guy who has done radio and TV, radio 4 hours every single day, we oftentimes, Suk and myself, I think, do a pretty good job of telling you what we don't know. Yeah. I'm not going to fake something. If I didn't see the game, I'm going to tell you I didn't see the game. Yeah. If I don't have an opinion on the Bengals with Jeff Driscoll, which I don't, I'm not going to pretend that I have one. When you do... And so things come up in radio, but you can go a myriad of ways with your radio show and just talk about the things you know, the things you're interested in, and people may relate to that, right?
Yeah.
On television, those stupid shows, all they are those guys come in and they sit in a room and they say, we only have 1 hour, and here's what we're going to debate. And this guy's going to take that side, and it's going to be disingenuous because he doesn't give a crap.
Yeah.
And this guy is going to take the other side, and it's disingenuous because he doesn't give a crap. And they pretend like they give a crap about every single one of these, and they have these big hot opinions about all of these major sports topics, and they don't. Nobody has this much what would be the word? Nobody in sports talk in any realm, TV or radio,
passion
has that much passion about every single thing in sports. Some things matter to you, other things don't.
Yeah.
Clearly, he is not a huge NFL guy, right?
So he's an NBA guy, and he started that way.
To me, it's unacceptable for a guy that makes that kind of money to walk into his production meeting, and they know they're going to talk about this game. They know it's on the sheet. They only have an hour. Everything in TV is scripted.
Yep.
Radio is a lot off script. TV, it is absolutely minute to minute scripted. They know that this is coming up. He knows it's coming up. And I think he got stuck. He was so thrown off by the Spencer Ware thing that it flipped him into a tizzy. And all he was trying to do was come up with, because he didn't research it, because it shows you how lazy the guy is. It's just a contrived opinion on, here's where I'm going with this game. You haven't even thought about this game once, dude. So he then gets thrown into a tizzy. And all he can remember of the Chiefs and Chargers is Derek Johnson and Hunter Henry.
Yeah. I just,
and that they're still in San Diego. But by the way, I'll give him a pass on that because I do that all the time. Do you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's so hard to get them in L.A.
I was having a conversation yesterday this morning with my brother about the Chargers and how much I wanted to see them win tonight, get home field advantage throughout the playoffs so they could play in the soccer stadium in Los Angeles. And I referred to them at least twice as the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, it happens. I'm going to give him a pass.
And I'm talking about being in Los Angeles.
So it's totally different than us sitting on here and just kind of, you know, we don't really care about this bowl game tonight, so let's talk about it and maybe Google some facts. And wait, oh, he's their quarterback or this and that. It's totally different when you have a scripted one-hour show that is designed to be a debate on both sides. And that guy was totally lost on that topic. And he's getting a lot of crap today, which is fine, whatever. He's not going to lose his job or anything. It's just, that shows you why people like me who cannot stand Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless and some of these other hot take guys, that shows you why they're so hollow.
Right there.
That is a prime example of why.
Yeah.
And it's just, those guys are so nauseating, man.
Yeah.
They're just talking heads.
And for sure. 100%. It's all
personality. And people consume that. I mean, people consume that, but I guess they want it that way. They want their sports hot.
And they want it condensed,
and
too.
Fresh, they want people arguing back and forth about something you can tell neither of them care about. Oh. You know, there's a new one. There's a new guy in the hot take game.
Will Cain?
Yes.
Yeah, he's terrible.
That guy is the worst. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, these guys.
I dislike him more than Stephen A.
Dude, he's the worst. Because
I dislike him more than anybody I've ever seen in my
life. If you've ever consumed him, is he on ESPN?
Yeah,
and Fox does these shows too. I mean, they have Skip, right? And Shannon Sharp.
Well, they have
Sharp.
Skip and Shannon Sharp
and all these guys.
They took Jason Whitlock and yeah.
Yeah. But Will Cain's one of the newer ones, and he's just so, everything he says is just, it's just BS to try to get you fired up. I don't know. I could be wrong,
but I believe he's in the Mike Florio mold where he was a lawyer and decided, like, oh yeah, I can just walk in. He's using his litigation skills or whatever to go out there and just fire people up.
I can see that. Yeah. Look, mistakes happen, but when it's Stephen A. Smith, we just got to bury him, right?
I think so. I think that's
because we hate him.
Well, yeah, I think you're supposed to hate him. That's a character that he plays. That's why I say he plays the game really
now,
well.
Now, did you see that he tweeted a response to this?
No, I did not see the tweet.
He is. Well, can I tell you next? Because I got to pull it up.
Let's do that, and that will lead us into our hot takes on Hunter Henry, and Derek Johnson when the Chiefs play the Chargers.
What?
But first, we throw it to Mike with the news.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Before the break, Isaac Rupp, you were scanning Twitter for Stephen A's response to his comments about players that no longer play for teams that no longer exist, the San Diego Chargers, Hunter Henry against Derek Johnson.
He says, my brother, it's called a mistake because Damian Parson called him out and said, this is exactly what happens when you don't know football. Hunter Henry hasn't played all year. Look at Brewski's face. WTF, oh dear God. Hashtag watch football, bro. He says, Stephen A's response to that is, my brother, it's called a mistake because I was thinking of Virgil Green, but mentioned Hunter because I was multitasking. That's what happens when you're doing 1,000 things. But I don't blame you if you told me to stay off the weed. That was a brain lock moment, which is, I mean, you know, that's all he needs to say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's funny to me that you have a pre-planned, hot takey, totally contrived show that knows it's going down this road, and you go down a road that the guy, like the main personality on the show, doesn't know anything about. That it's crazy to me. But you don't have to be, I mean, to be in this business, that business, this business, you don't have to know everything. Nobody knows everything. That's my whole point, is that just say it. Like, I would have so much more respect for Stephen A if they got into that discussion and he was like, you know what, I don't really care about Chargers Chiefs tonight. Now, there's a hot take.
There you go.
Right? Everybody's loving this game. We can't wait for this game. But what if he just said, you know what? I'm not a huge NFL guy. I don't really even care.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just like be honest.
Sure.
Right? Instead of try to BS your way through. So that to me is where it's like, dude, these guys are the worst.
But there is the element of just playing that character, though. The reason he's on there, so it's funny because the climb to get into this business, right? If you wanted to be on ESPN, if you wanted to, you know, break the mold of Portland, Oregon, and you wanted to get out of this program that you've been on for a long time. But if you did, what would be the easiest way to do it? You become an expert at something, right? You become the guy that they call. You become Matthew Berry that they call for fantasy football. Mm-hmm. You become one of the NFL insiders or whatever it is, and you start getting like those little moments. But these guys get these big personalities that they keep putting them on and asking them more and more of them. And then now they're on for their personalities. They don't have to be an expert on anything.
I would say,
and it just moves away from that.
I don't think you have to be an expert. I just think you have to be good at your job. And I think that's where we may agree, in that you are saying he's pretty good at his job. And you're right. That's why he's on there. I don't know how good their ratings are, but he does do a bit, and he does it very well, and that's what's got him paid. But anybody thinking that he's some expert is crazy. And just like, I'm not an expert. Like, and that's the thing, is at least we are honest about that here, saying, look, we love sports just like you, love to talk about sports just like you, don't know everything, gonna tell you when I didn't watch the game or if I don't care about hockey or whatever. But it's more about being good at your job, holding a discussion, having a show that entertains. You don't have to know everything about sports. But when you try to toe that line and you try to do that, it looks way worse it's, well, for example, he's getting crushed today. Not that he cares.
Yeah, but he's also getting crushed by a lot of people that don't consume that show regularly either. Like, you wonder what the Stephen A. Smith fans are saying today. I don't know how many there are. Most people like to talk about him because they hate him. So I always wonder, you know, where his supporters are, I guess. Or people that just tune in just go, hey, I know it's garbage TV. People watch soap operas. My wife still watches soap operas when she has, you know, a day off or whatever and just wants to kind of unplug. It's kind of garbage television, but garbage television does really well. That's why they're bringing back all of these sitcoms from the 80s and 90s, because sometimes when you watch television, you just don't want to think about anything.
Hey, man, not saying there's not a place for it.
Yep.
All I'm saying is not my thing. The hot takey shows are stupid. I think they're sort of an insult on, well, I just think they're stupid. And I do not like him. I do not like Skip Bayless. I think a lot of people are trying to put Colin Cowherd in this box now. And I would defend him and say, at least, yeah, he can be a hot takey guy where he's just saying stuff to push your buttons, get ratings, you know, talk about the Lakers, talk about the Patriots, this and that. But he at least comes with, I think, a little smarter opinions on things, more so than some of these other guys that are pretty basic and contrived. But that's, you know, that's fine. There's a big big market for that. Yep. It's kind of what sports TV is without, like, to me, ESPN, if there's no game on it, I am not watching that channel. I mean, there is nothing good on Fox Sports 1 or ESPN for me as a sports fan. I do not even stop on that channel unless there's a game on.
Well, it's a PTI effect, right? I mean, when PTI came on, it was supposed to be just a midday show that nobody really paid attention to. And then all of a sudden, they became one of the most popular shows. Then they started infiltrating SportsCenter. And it was happened at the same time where highlights were, you know, moving to your phone or your computer or whatever. And you could have on-demand highlights. So they started infiltrating SportsCenter. Then they added Around the Horn. Then they added another show. And they added another show. And they added another show. And then it all became opinion-based because that's what you can't get elsewhere. You can't. And even now that's on-demand.
But you got to have something on.
Yep.
And those 30 for 30s are good.
They're great.
You know, there's somebody mentioned that on the Better You Today text line. That's right. I haven't seen the Tyson one yet, but that Bob Knight one was really good.
But you wait till they go on Netflix, don't you?
I would watch them on ESPN.
But it doesn't take long to get them without commercials. And just
I'm
get
an
them
old
on
man,
Netflix.
Dude. Yeah. I'm 43. How old are you?
37, I think.
So I'm 43. Sounds right. You know what channel I go to? I go to news.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I believe it.
I bounce back and forth between MSNBC and Fox News to see what they're saying, and then every once in a while CNN, although I don't really like them much,
yeah.
And then like OPB or whatever.
Yeah,
that's what I watch. I'm such an old man, and I drink tea.
I drink tea as well.
What is the matter with me?
Well, you're old. When you get old,
yeah. I mean, I used to watch like MTV, and
I'm old.
You know,
I am dying.
Well, but, yeah, if you went back and were forced, so MTV has Celebrity Deathmatch coming back.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Did you watch Celebrity Deathmatch?
Sook really likes, and I think Mike's a fan. But I never really got into that.
See, I was in that pocket where it was my age bracket. Everybody consumed that show.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back on it, like if it comes back, I'll never watch it.
It's coming back, right?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Didn't they say that?
Yeah, I read a
so what's just a claymation fights between celebrities?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, then they just write
again.
A script
you'll find me on MSNBC until Maddow comes on.
But
I can't stand her.
But what I'm saying is, when you were 17, there was things that you watched that were garbage television, and I wonder if what ESPN appeals to is just people that just.
I think they skew younger.
You just want to watch some crap sometimes, and you don't want to think about it, and that feeds that part of the brain. And once you get older, now you're worried about you have more interest in what your worldview is and what's going on in the bigger picture, and that's why you gravitate towards news. Everybody goes through this cycle. I find myself listening to OPB.
So I'm normal. Yeah. Hey, there's a drone behind you. Look at that. There's a drone
hovering across the water.
Yeah. What do you suppose that is?
I don't know. We'll have to watch.
Think that's the man?
We'll have to watch the news tonight and figure it out.
Yeah. Well, anyway, do you think? Okay, so here's one other question. I know we got to move on, but
we don't have to do anything.
I think that the sports TV landscape is fascinating because. Of all, you know, like you say, you know, you've got Netflix and Amazon Prime, and everybody's got so many different options now. Like, if you were in charge of trying to resurrect ESPN, what would you do? I mean, it's not an easy answer. You know, we sit and we just say, well, as a sports fan, I don't really watch ESPN anymore. I think these hot take shows are stupid. They've tried other talk shows that are, supposedly a little smarter, different personalities that you can connect with or relate to, maybe come at it from a different angle. I think Outside the Lines is pretty good.
Yeah.
But even that, I don't watch really much on there unless they're talking about a specific topic that I'm interested in.
Well, So
what would you do?
I look at it from a bigger television perspective because when I was doing stand-up comedy, I watched every late-night show, and I'd watch the monologue for sure of every show and just watch the way that they wrote jokes and did the whole thing. And I haven't watched late-night television for a long time. But right now, late night television is going through this same problem, right? People don't do appointment viewing anymore because they binge watch, which is changes the whole model of television. It used to be on Thursday nights, this was your show and da, da, da. And then at 11 o'clock, you've got the Tonight Show or you've got Letterman and you are one or the other and you watch appointment television. The late night TV shows are in this war for who's going to watch the most clips the next morning. It doesn't matter who watches those TV shows live as much as it used to. What matters as much as anything is how do you get something that is a clip that can go viral?
Like we just spoke about for 20 minutes.
Well, that's exactly
Stephen A. Smith.
Yep.
And joke's on us.
But
absolutely.
I don't know if either of you guys saw this. I think it was in the Washington Post. Someone is now in the position that runs SportsCenter, and he goes, "We've lost the path. We need to get back to highlights. We need to get back to analyzing the game." And that was when they killed the 6 p.m. SportsCenter with Jemele Hill and Michael Smith.
Yep.
And they made it Sage Steele and somebody else, and now they do highlights and they do analysis. And he goes, "If you watch SportsCenter now, you're going to find a lot more highlights and a lot more in-depth analysis about the games, and you're going to find a lot less hot takey stuff." He admitted that they went way too far into the commentary hot take thing, and they're trying to get back to what got people to watch SportsCenter in the first place. Now, is that going to get more people to watch ESPN again?
No.
I don't know. But it's better than it is now.
No, but FS1 tried that when they first came online. Is they're like, they did. Those two Canadian guys came on and tried to do SportsCenter the way it used to be. ESPN News was SportsCenter all day, right? That was the original idea, but that didn't work. So going back, you're just throwing stuff against a wall, thinking that you can return to any era of television. That's kind of my point. Is television is so different now. You go home and you can on demand queue up anything that you want to watch. There just is no appointment television anymore. It doesn't exist. Game of Thrones takes a 3-year hiatus before they come out with a new season because they can do it whenever they want. You're gonna wait till 4 episodes are gone, and then you're gonna binge it.
Okay, this we can cover next if we have time, or we can just save it. But I was thinking about this not too long ago because I was flipping between. If you ever have the Red Zone channel, you watch the NFL. I mean the DirecTV Sunday Ticket to watch the NFL games. Which I do. It's the only reason I have DirecTV still. And I'm telling you guys always make fun of me for this. Mike and Suk will make fun of me for this. Sure. But I am very close to pulling the trigger on dumping DirecTV and going with PlayStation View. Mm-hmm. And I already have the Apple TV. As a matter of fact, I think maybe Sprague has already done this. But I'm gonna try that. That's one of my goals in 2019. Save a little money, but also see what I miss. See if I miss like just having the stupid guide of 200 channels where there's nothing on and I end up just watching news anyway, which I can get on PlayStation View for $100 less a month. So I am going to try that. But what I was looking at this past Sunday, actually, when I was watching the games on DirecTV, they're blacked out on Sunday Ticket if they're on locally.
Yep.
And so
that's your Seahawks game.
Right. Yep. Seahawks game's on. And so I flip over there to watch that. I was thinking in my head, would a network ever have the balls to just run Red Zone channel, right?
Yeah.
Like who's, I guess local markets, I guess in Seattle, that may not be the best play.
Yeah.
Because the Seahawks are on. But
in Boise where you don't
like
have a team.
Portland's a great example. We always got the Joey Harrington games and the Lions games, and they always have these games on that they think we're interested in. And of course, Seahawks, a lot of people are.
Steelers for a while.
Yeah. Like why not, like, could they even take the Red Zone channel and just run that on coin? And there's your Sunday football. You know, how would the ratings be? Would they do that? I don't know. I had that thought on Sunday, and I wondered if that was even possible and if somebody would have the balls to do it. Point being, I think in media, there is just an old way of doing things that is very hard. It is very hard to penetrate with new ideas. Particularly because the people that end up getting higher up oftentimes have to work their way there. It takes longer. They're older, and they have these ways of doing things that are not necessarily going to work in today's, as you say, in today's changing media landscape.
Yeah, I've filled him with Suk enough to know that one of his favorite sayings is, doing something just because it's always been done that way is just about the dumbest thing you can do.
I'll tell you what,
and
there's
that's
a lot
where
of
that. We get stuck. I will tell you the two reasons that I want to see the Chargers win the AFC, and we'll do that next, and maybe we continue along this topic. You're listening to Primetime. It's 1080 The Fan.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back. Luke Anderson filling in for Isaac Ropp. Filling in for Jason Sakanik is Isaac Ropp.
Hello.
You're welcome. You were mentioning that you were thinking about getting rid of DirecTV. I got rid of everything except for the basic channels. Comcast does my internet, so I get the regular channels. And somehow HBO, that's my package, so I get all of your network television. And then
That's it?
That's it. And through
what do you pay for that?
I think it's like $65 a month.
Oh, okay. And that's, plus that, internet?
That's high-speed internet, the regular channels. I think we get the Discovery Channel and HBO.
Okay.
And then between, we have Hulu, my sister has Netflix, and then I have a cousin with a DirecTV password, and you can do DirecTV now.
There's your NFL viewing right
and
there.
And you can get TNT and ESPN. Because if you have Comcast, here's the thing. You can get the Comcast password, but if you have Comcast internet, your devices know that. So it defaults to that password.
So, you have so
to
how do you watch the Blazers?
The Blazers, I will usually either go to a bar if there's a game that I watch or go to a buddy's house. That's the only thing, but that's the DirecTV failure. But that's the only issue that I have. And I just watch all of their TNT games. So if they play a nationally televised game, which is a lot of the games you want to watch anyway, so I watch almost all of the TNT broadcasts. And then I try to go to a few games a year, and you keep up with the Blazers. But you can get – the thing about the Blazers season is how many times do you need to watch – how many games this year, regular season, do you need to watch all four quarters to keep up with what's going on?
You don't. Plus, there you go. I mean, if you've watched them at all, you know that you're probably turning them off anyway.
Well, yeah. And last
they're
night,
hot garbage.
Last night was a perfect
no example. Reason to watch them. Anyway, I don't know. I just yeah. it is so changing, and who knows what it's going to look like in the future. But as a the only thing that tethers me to DirecTV one
it's
is
live sports.
I just love the NFL. Yeah. Yeah, it's just easy. It's convenient. I know I get all the games, and it's like I don't know. I can't miss anything.
But how many channels do you have, and how many do you actually watch?
Oh my God.
I would 7,000, yes. And you watch 6.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no question.
That's what we did, and we just went. And part of it was in line. I mean, we have 2-year-old twin daughters, and when they were born, it was like, well, if we don't need to spend an extra $100 a month, that would probably be nice to buy diapers and formula.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went that
route. It's getting so expensive.
And then we thought, well, if we need it, we'll get it back, and if we don't, but as soon as they go a la carte, listen, I'll give you $5 a month for ESPN, $5 a month for NBC Sports Northwest. I'll give you my money for individual channels, and it'll probably total up to, you know, about what you would expect to make from a basic package. Let people pick their TV, I think would make sense.
Well, for those of us balling on a budget,
yeah,
which is most of us.
Yes, I think so.
It's interesting to look now at what you have in your budget that you didn't used to.
Yep.
And one is phones are expensive, right? Yep. I mean, it used to be $50 a month or whatever. You'd have a landline and that was it.
Yep.
Now, I mean, Lord knows what you're paying if you got a family that all have phones. And then the other one is those prescriptions, the memberships all add up. Like, I mean, I know Netflix is only like $10 a month or whatever it is, 15. Yep. But then if you want Hulu and if you want Amazon Prime, and you know, before you know it, there's another $75 to $100 a month, and then you're talking about DirecTV being a couple $100 if you like baseball and football. You know, it's just like at some point you look at this and go, this doesn't make sense. I'm not using all of this.
Yeah, but again, I know that it's, you know, somebody out there will probably look down on me, but we do the illegal family share plan. My sister has Netflix,
good for you.
And everybody has the password.
I love a good scoff law.
But yeah, my mom has Amazon Prime. Everybody has the password. You can get around it. It's not rocket surgery. And yes, to answer you on the Better
Rocket
You Today
surgery.
Text, the what's that? Yeah, rocket surgery. The Better You Today text line 55305 to answer your question. Yes, that is the fastest internet they have available on my Comcast package.
Look at that.
Yeah, we do some work from home. The wife and I sometimes have to work from home. You need fast internet.
Yeah, you got brat kids.
You don't want to slow it down. We will get to why we love the Chargers Chiefs.
Whoa, don't say we.
Yeah,
I don't love this game.
Yes, you do. And I'll tell you why.
I don't like Thursday night football.
Oh, you should. This is the last Thursday night football game. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, they're
moving to Saturday next week. Or
they're moving
week?
To Saturday. They have Saturday this
two games
week.
This week.
Week, yeah, two games on Saturday. And then next week, no Thursday night games. Week 17, no Thursday night game. So we will tell you why everyone in this room and anywhere near this room loves
right,
the
I'll
Chiefs
pretend.
And Chargers.
I'll pretend.
And we will do it as part of our picks for the NFL
Dude,
Challenge.
Derek Johnson's going to be big tonight.
Oh, no, we better watch out for Hunter Henry. That matchup, that's the key. It's Hunter Henry, Derek
I heard
Johnson.
Priest Holmes is back and healthy today.
Yeah, watch
hey,
out for
I
that.
Can't wait.
If Natron Means Look, has a big game. No?
I can't wait for Friday.
Ooh.
You know what's Friday? Wait, is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Friday.
That's tomorrow's sick butt.
Yeah. Do you know what tomorrow is? Friday. I can't wait for it because that is Chris Bosh, LaMarcus Aldridge.
Oh, yes. Raptors, Blazers.
Going to be big.
Going to be big. Is Vince Carter still on that team? It's going to be great. And Tracy McGrady? I don't know. All right.
Have we gone too far?
I think so. NFL yeah. Challenge picks.
I have to make picks. By the way, my picks are horrible. Yeah, I mean, just horrible.
Yeah, you and I are tied.
The only guy you should listen to is Mike.
Yeah.
Well, Mike's got a pretty good record.
Here's what we'll do. We've mentioned this already. You and I are not experts. We will blaze through the NFL challenge picks for you. We will do that next. This show is called Primetime. It's on a station we refer to as 1080.